A Better Britain by Crash emerged from a request by the Serpentine Gallery for us to design a program for them, for one of their marathon events. The truth is, we had little interest in the marathon event, and we saw the program as a blank space in which we could make more Crash projects. The initial idea for Crash, when it emerged in 1997, was that it would be a cuckoo. It would creep into the media. It would look for blank space. It would look for offers within what you might call the mainstream media or even the art world. We saw everything as their space, and we tried to put our work into their space, unpopular ideas in their space. And that's what A Better Britain was. A Better Britain consisted of about 12 proposals, largely architectural or possibly sociological, suggestions of how Britain could become a better place, of course. The very phrase "A Better Britain" was bandied around by government at that time, in 2012. It was one of David Cameron's catchphrases. And our Britain, of course, was better, but only for us. We had ideas such as an equal rights motorway, predating contemporary politics. We had ideas to design another motorway that was based entirely on Motorhead's first UK tour. The idea being that if the tour began at Dudley's JB's in the Midlands, that's where our motorway would start. Then we'd draw a straight line to Leicester, and from Leicester, a straight line to Doncaster, following the Motorhead gig, bulldozing everything in our wake, destroying farmhouses and farmland and forests to build our Motorhead 76 motorway. Strangely, a precursor to what actually happened with HS2, the high-speed rail link that the government, some years ago, instigated, costs of billions of pounds, a high-speed rail link that would supposedly connect London to Birmingham to Leeds and Manchester, knocking off hours of travel time. But of course the project failed. All that really happened was that they destroyed lots of farmland, farms and greenbelt fields. The result being that the final HS2, if it ever arrives, will only knock 20 minutes journey time off the route from Birmingham to London. A total dud, a total failure. And that's what the Crash proposals were about. They're about harebrained schemes, idiotic schemes that mirrored government schemes. Another plan was to rename towns after second-rate punk bands. Another plan was to bring back unwanted and disused and discarded statues of dictators that had been toppled and used them to liven up failing tourist attractions. One proposal suggested Saddam Hussein might be sat on top of Edinburgh Castle. Politically incorrect ideas to a degree, but they were satire. They were not intended as real proposals, of course. They were intended as a mirror of the idiocy that we suffer. A Better Britain.